Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. Happy New Year! I'm so happy to be with you on this first day of 2023. I've got a great show for you, a playlist that includes hot hits of 2022 from Ethiopia, Mali, Mozambique, Côte d'Ivoire, Zambia, and Nigeria, many of which will continue booming on the airwaves and digital streams in this new year coming. Our regular reporters Bill Odidi and Prince Benjamin help bring in the new year with contributions from Kenya and Ghana. Bill brings shout-outs from Nairobi and also a touching obituary of the legendary Congolese singer Shalamwana, who passed away in December. And Prince B and I have a lovely chat about Ghana's top songs of 2022 by artists Black Sheriff, Jackie Episode, and Kamido. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this show. We begin with three back-to-back tunes by female artists, starting with Nana by Ethiopian singer Hewan Gebrewald, followed by C'est la même phrase by Roseline Layo of Côte d'Ivoire, and then Aounisou Aounisou by Mali's Safi Djabate. Here's Hewan with Nana.
C'est la même phase. Sous blue, c'est la même phase. Ah, ok, donc on est dedans. la même phase.
Each and everyone, all the listeners of Voice of America, may this year be the best for you. Happy New You, Happy New Year.
Anso, Namsa Biti Dinema, Goma Fulu Jiniga, Aboka, Aboka, Abonika, Deni Namusa Bangali, Namusa Togodo in the Sola, Yum. Take a fee and ega down line, TikTok, yeah. At every
Kate, hello. That was Safi Diabaté from Mali, and before that, Rosaline Layo from Côte d'Ivoire. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. Happy New Year! In a few moments, we'll hear from some folks in Nairobi who share their best wishes and a few New Year's resolutions, too. But first, here's one more hit from Mozambique by Luis Zelia Sebastiana de Graça Madage, a.k.a. Liloka. It's called Oyo Oyo Mashaka. This one was actually released in 2020, but it's still one of the best.
Oyo Oyo Mashaka, himirinze shinene. Oyo Oyo Mashaka, himirinze shinene. Akaya ikola, lave banaba hina. Oyo Oyo Mashaka, himirinze shinene. Ina itakilingo pule sheminga fika. Oyo Oyo Mashaka.
From Mozambique. Now we move to Kenya.
Greetings, Heather Maxwell. This is Bill Ojidi for Music Time in Africa in Nairobi. We're taking in the New Year celebrations and speaking to a few people here in Nairobi about the year that's gone by and their hopes and plans for 2023.
My name is Sarah Okari. The year, I thank God for the year, though it's been tough.
Every year is always tough.
Not really, but this one has been tough for me on my side. Money has not been flowing so well on my side. I can't say about other people, but on my side.
You're at work today and everyone is at home.
I'm at work today. No plans for the year.
Let me hear if she's got different plans. I'll begin by introducing yourself.
Okay, my name is Lynette Olude. 2022 has been a year full of challenges. But we have to look at the positive side. As we approach the 2023, our prayer is that it may be a little bit different so that at least things be a bit fair compared to 2022.
She says she's having a quiet New Year celebration. How about you?
Yes, I'm planning to travel home.
Where is home from Nairobi?
My home is in Siaya, maybe 300 kilometers. Yes, so I'm planning to travel to Siaya and celebrate my New Year because I couldn't make it during Christmas. There was a lot of jam.
Everyone was struggling.
Yes.
How come you didn't travel?
Usually I don't travel. My family is always here. We are all of us here in Nairobi. We do celebrate over here. And same as we are going to jump to another year, 2023, still we are going to be around and not traveling.
You spend how many days, Lynette, when you travel up country? 2 days, 3 days before you come back to Nairobi?
I'll spend like 2 days.
Traveling is a big thing, huh? During the holiday.
Yes, because you get to meet family members that you've not seen for long.
People always talk about resolutions when the year is starting. Do you have any resolutions yourself? What do you hope to do differently in 2023?
The New Year resolution to me on my side, I appreciate wherever I am at work, and you know I'm going to make it.
Okay, keep working hard and you're going to make it, Leo. How about you, Lynette, for 2023?
Yes, I have so many resolutions.
You haven't written them down. They're in a book here.
No, I've not written them down yet, but I really want to be a different person from 2022. I need to be a bit kinder to people. And again, in 2023, I really need to go back to school and add value to myself.
What are you going to study when you go back to school?
If not business administration, I can go for probably mass comm or broadcast journalism.
Luck. I hope that your dreams all turn out to be true in 2023.
Thank you.
You want to wish everybody a happy new year?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm wishing each and everyone a happy new year and a happy and a prosperous new year.
Me too, the same. Happy new year to my family, my friends. My family are not in Nairobi. Others are in abroad. Others are in rural area. We are just scattered all over. Happy new year to everyone.
Thank you. You guys were great. And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year too. Oh, Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you flexing on the ground with your sponsor. Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you change your skin color and your hair is longer now. Now to another.
Fantastic. The celebrations for 2023 are in top gear. As you can hear, everyone sounds so optimistic for the year ahead, and I'm sure it will turn out just great. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi amidst the New Year celebrations. Now back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Happy New Year, Heather.
Thank you, Bill. Happy New Year to you too, and to all of you listening right now. Next up, two great love songs from Ghana and Zambia, and then that nice chat with Accra-based reporter Prince Benjamin on the best of 2022 in music in that country. And then after that, more awesome music, plus Bill Odidi returns again later in the show with a special tribute to Shala Mwana, the legendary Congolese singer who left us this past December, just some weeks ago. This is Ghanaian-born, New York-based artist Biko with his first single of the year. It's called Awula, featuring DJ Segs and Space Lee. He sings in Ga, and Awula means lady. And Biko urges his love interest, his lady, to let go and go with the flow of the moment. Wonder what that means. Best of all I know. You've been hiding the locker, show it all. Feelings come and go. I know how you feel, girl, let it out. You know, be giddy, giddy, say I need a you for them, make it a plague, you for come my way, show me your love. I can see plans for two, you for choose, making all they refuse, you for open your mind and show me your love. Awula nke, why you, why you? You give me love, why you, why you? I know that you can try, try you. Your love and make a mado, mado. Awula nke, why you, why you? You give me love, why you, why you? I know that you can try, try you. Your love and make a mado, mado. If
make I come through. So why you do like you don't know what you come through? Come see Aqua Silence, naughty moving in the room. Come see Aqua Silence, no one talking. I no go feel me fell. No one will have a joke, my quest. No one will have a joke, my quest.
By Biko, and now to Zambia with Chile. The song is called simply I Love You, and it dropped on the 24th of December 2022, but it seems to be a big hit there already with over a million views. One YouTube comment written by a handle Harsimelo 5802 says, now, and I quote, now I can go and rest, we've done it. Chile won Mr. Zambia, the first Zambian artist to hit a million views in 3 days. Dear my grandchildren in 2099, I'm writing this to you on 28-12-22, Wednesday at 3:12 p.m. Zambian time. This is Chile 1, Mr. Zambia, the first Zambian artist to set a new record in Zambia after so many years of struggle in Zambian music industry. Please, he writes, my children, make a statue for this man in recognition. All right, here it is. I love you.
Baby girl, I got kalimbo send a calico person. No. Yeah. Oh my god, a panda in banda mona quatu lembona. Lunda copano no volume. Listen to the waves I say to the moon. Datino kulanda no balelo paka paka binga kumpata walampata fe. Takostoka day and night. Kumwela niwe favorite. So I post a pic in the bell, oh my god. Mwele sani shite tikawe kwa kananje. Ngole fwaya umbwene mofe. Shakubutu kenga mulife. Olo chikalipe unja sukefe. Nalikute mapepe niwe fwayo kuseni. Nana kokulota. Mimi nakupenda. Bila kochansi niwe mfwayo kuseni. Nana kokulota, mimi nakupenda. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm trying to be a man, speaking out if ya kumutima. Njele langa ndimbilima, defwa yokula ndepota ulaila. Oh yeah, my baby boo. Kumutima pakule puma pumpu pum. Shili chipumbu. Chilo to chandicha kumfole njita shimpu. Do nakustoka day and night. Kumwela niwe favorite. So I post a pic in the bell, oh my god. Mwele sani shite chikabe kwa kane. Alangole kwaya umwele mofe. Shakubutu kenga mulife. Olo chikalipe unja sukefe. Nalikute mapepe ni ufwayo kuseni. Nana kokulo. Nana kokulo. Mimi nakupenda. Nakupenda. Bila kochansi ni ufwayo kuseni. Nana kokulo. Nana kokulo. Mimi nakupenda.
Hello people, this is Rocky Dawuni, live and direct from Ghana. I want to take this opportunity to wish you a happy, happy, happy new year. Respect to you all.
Oh. All right. Hey, guys, how y'all doing? I'm so happy you're with me on New Year's Day. I don't know what you're doing today other than listening to me, and I'm happy for that. But whatever it is, I hope it fills you with joy and happiness and hope for a wonderful year ahead. So I told you earlier that reporter Prince Benjamin and I had a nice chat on the phone earlier this week about the top songs of 2022 in Ghana. It was actually the morning after Christmas. Well, morning for me anyway. For him, it was the afternoon. And so here it is, that conversation.
Hello.
Hello, Prince Benjamin.
Yes, Dr. Maxwell.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right. How are you enjoying the holidays?
Oh, good. It's over. I had too much sugar, so I'm having some sort of a sugar overload.
Right.
Anyway, how about you? How was Christmas there?
It's been good so far. A good balance of family time and then also being out. So
great. All right. And now we have the new year to look forward to.
Yes.
Well, speaking of the new year, I wanted to find out from you, what have been the top songs in Ghana? And you sent me a little group. The first one I want to talk about is Black Sheriff.
Right.
So this song is amazing. And it seems a little bit different than the last recordings he's done. His voice seems clearer. His English seems clearer.
Right.
I understand almost everything, whereas before, there seemed to be a lot more infusion of local dialect or expressions or things that I didn't quite understand. Can we listen to it? And then let me ask you, we're going to break this song down.
Right. I'd be interested. I can't wait.
All right. Can you hear it?
Yes, totally.
That reminds me of Michael Jackson's opening.
Yeah. The producer is called Joe.
Oh. All right, let's listen to
the
minute.
I guess that's why the laugh.
I guess.
My mystery box is somewhere very near. I feel it inside me, I'm feeling very weird. Something way I did chase for years back in the days. If you told me I would see this flag waving, I won't believe you.
What is mystery box?
Okay, so he explained it as, okay, so just imagine the pirate, right, on an island looking for a treasure box.
Oh.
So he feels his, what he's been working for, what he's been yearning for all this while, he is close to finding the box.
Okay. Yeah, listen to some more.
Oh, soldier, 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 stand and beat your chest. Did they come? Did they come? Did they come? No, make them catch you off guard. Don't let them touch your skin, no. Oh, soldier, 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 stand and beat your chest. Did they come? Did they come? Did they come? No, make them catch you off guard. Don't let them catch your skin, no. But you know how we be, my Shela. She's getting colder, they bury my brother spirit. You know if you stand proper, it is shaky. You know if you stand proper, it is shaky. It's hard to believe my Jenna. But see with your nigga that's a sway, my papa. This season is a very dark one. This season is a very dark one. My own anxiety, my inferiority. What they kill me? Them all they kill me. Them all they kill me. And I don't feel okay. My heart is beating so fast. So fast, you. So fast. Oh, soldier, 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 stand and beat your chest. Did they come? Did they come? Did they come? No, make them catch you off guard. Don't let them touch your skin, no.
All right, so we just listened to almost the whole song. But I mean, so Soja is his nickname, right?
Okay, so Soja is a Ghanaian pigeon way of saying soldier.
Right.
Right. So he is talking about being a soldier. I don't know if you've seen the artwork or the single. It has the helmet that the Germans used in World War II, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what he's talking about. He's talking about warfare.
Being a soldier from the streets, though, basically. Warfare, getting out,
yes,
or
right.
Surviving in the ghetto.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Anything else you want to share about this artist? He's He's just so amazing, but yeah.
He is just incredible. He has quite a fascinating story. He scored something that I would call a soft hit. That's when, like, you get a successful song with your following, but the public doesn't yet know you.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2021 alone, he had three big hits that, you know, brought him to public notice. And then in 2020, he scores an international hit with Kwikwede Traveler, and then he releases an album instead of an EP that he promised. And he's getting awards all over the place. He's played the Mobos. Akon can't stop talking about him. He says he sees himself in Black Sheriff, and Black Sheriff is a beast. He's a monster. He is, you know, he's the voice of the African youth, you know. It's just incredible.
Wow.
What's happened with him, yeah.
Okay, and he's a young guy. He's in early 20s, right? Like 22, 23?
He's 20, actually.
He's 20.
People can't believe it. He's 20 years. And he's in the university. I think he's in level 100 in the university.
Wow. Do you
He went to your school.
He went where? University of Ghana.
He's a Legon now. Yeah, he's a Legon now.
Do you think that if he keeps going at this rate, he could be similar in stature worldwide to Burna Boy?
Yes. Okay, so it's interesting that you mentioned this, because in the Soulja song, what makes it unique for me, and I can't wait for the music video to be out, is he is discussing his achievements, but also the fear that
right.
comes with achieving so much in such a short period, and how he's afraid that in the final look of things, it's not actually outside threats that may destroy him, but it's internal battles, like feeling inferior, like
right.
Being anxious. You know, because you've done so much in such a short period, you're wondering what else. And everybody is watching. It's possible that in a short period of time, he could fill some huge arenas.
Mm-hmm.
He's already played the Coco in London. That's 1,000+. Mm-hmm. I mean, for his stature at the moment, it's not bad. Burna Boy went to join him there. But I'm looking forward to him filling even bigger arenas, just like Burna Boy is doing it. They are friends, they are collaborators.
Oh.
I think he will take inspiration. Yeah. So Burna Boy, he heard his song Second Sermon,
mm-hmm.
and Burna Boy came on Instagram and talked about it and how he likes it. They became friends, they did the remix, and it blew up internationally.
They did remix? I wasn't aware that he did anything with Burna Boy.
Oh, right. Okay, so it's an interesting question then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
what remix did they do together? And you said they joined him on stage?
Yeah, Black Sheriff. Boy joined Black Sheriff on stage some weeks ago, maybe a month ago. Mm-hmm. Burna Boy joined him at his very first concert in London.
Okay.
He had a concert for his album, The Villain I Never Was,
mm-hmm.
and Burna Boy joined him at the concert. Prior to that, he had joined Burna Boy during one of his appearances in London.
Mm-hmm.
So Burna Boy had heard the Second Sermon song. He loved it. He came on Instagram and made it clear publicly that he's just in love with this song, and he was singing it, even the chi bits of it. And so, yeah, he said it on Instagram. According to Black Sheriff, a dancer called Okoli, he is very popular in Nigeria. He linked the two of them. They got together and they did the song, Second Sermon, the remix.
Oh, is it out?
Yeah. It's out, yes. It was out last year.
All right, we'll listen to it. I'll find it and we'll share it with our listeners. So, Prince,
right.
we've been talking about Black Sheriff in this one song pretty much in his career.
Yeah.
And there are three other songs that you had lined up. So we don't have time to go through those in detail. Let's just go quickly. Tell me about Jackie, her song Something. You know, actually, last week I already played this on Top 10 because the sound in her voice, and I see she's popular on YouTube, but... what can you say about Something?
Right. Okay, so Something is quite interesting because it's the song with which Jackie overcame her anxiety
mm-hmm.
When it comes to creating a new hit. In 2020, she gave us Forever, and then I believe the year after that, she did a remix with Omalay from Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is so popular, the First Lady of Ghana, Her Excellency Rebecca Akufo-Addo, she used the line in it, "My mind day for you." That's yeah, my mind did for you. She used it to wish the president a happy birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, the song was that popular. And after that, she was wondering, how can I put out a song that would be equally good or bigger?
Okay, right? So and kind of like Black Sheriff.
Exactly. So she got into a bit of depression, I believe. She spoke extensively about it in some interviews, TV and radio interviews. And finally, she put out a new EP. And it had something as a single. And she's done it. She's broken the jinx.
Here's just a little sample for listeners. Her voice is just so deep.
Are you looking for me? It's like I'm walking far away to you. Baby, don't try me. Come closer, let me do you this. Big butty pocket, what you say now? The way you do me, so don't call me bye-bye. I be needing my peace, so
So that's a taste of Jackie. So now what about, you've also sent me Episode? No, who is this artist?
Episode is a reggae dancehall artist. But this year, he put out a reggae song called Atia. Atia is a word that could describe Dr. Heather Maxwell. Like very, like slender and pretty ladies.
Well, thank you. Okay.
So he put out a reggae dancehall version of that song and... I don't know for what reason he changed it to a high life version. That's the one you're playing in the back.
And yeah.
It took off. That's when it became a hit.
You're kidding.
It became a viral hit. Yeah.
So Ghanaians still love their high life.
Yes, that's what he discovered. And now he's promised himself he's going to be doing high life music for a while.
Oh, wow. All right. Here's a little sample episode, and it's featuring Kwabena Kwabena.
Ready? Here we go. Atia don ko bi pese odimi ko kodimi kodimi siko. Yeah,
this is a tree, right?
Miso ma pene so wa mane hon se minini ko dia meti niko. But she say why me? Na me just say be your friend.
All right, that's lovely. Okay, we got one more, Prince. I thought we were going to talk for just a few minutes, but it's just too interesting. Okay, we've got Camino featuring Mayorkun. Tell us about this song.
Yeah. Okay, so Camino first came on the scene in 2018 with a song with Darko Vibes called For My Lover. And it was a soft hit. I mean, people loved it. But in 2021, he released Sugarcane, a solo song. It became a hit. I literally watched it from number 100 on the Apple Music Top 100 in Ghana. I watched it from number 100 to number 1.
Oh, my
gosh. It rose from 100. Yes. It rose from 100 to number 1. And unfortunately for him, however, there was another big song called Down Flat by Kelvin Boy. And they were competing. It got to a point Camido's song went down a bit in comparison to Down Flat. Then he released the remix with Nigeria's Mayokun and the British Nigerian Darko, she's a rapper, and then King Promise from Ghana. That's when the song became a huge hit. So he recently was in Sierra Leone to play to a massive crowd because of this song. He's traveling all over the world.
Wow. So the first version did hit number one, but then it went down. Then he did the remix, and now it's even bigger.
It's everywhere. Yes, 6 months. It's got 46 million views. It's one of the biggest songs, if not the biggest song, actually, in 2022.
Okay.
From Ghana.
All right. I've already played this. I've already played this in one of my programs this year, but... I didn't realize that it was still so big. Let's listen to a bit. Then we're going to say goodbye.
Shawty, come and ride my backseat. Would you tell me what you want, what you fancy? We're waiting on my ride like a taxi.
I want to be with you. But you know they got enough time for me. I want to live with you. I can't see reason why I can't let go. Girl, you never know, since you come pass up. Man, them so far to find your love. Girl, you never know, since you come pass up. Man, them so far to find your love. Girl, you never know, come pass up. Man, them so far to find your love. Girl, you never know, since you come pass up. Man, them so far to find your love.
Prince Prince Benjamin in Accra, Ghana. Thank you so much for your time and your wisdom and all this wonderful information about these songs and these artists. It's been a delight.
It's a pleasure, Dr. Maxwell. Thanks for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And shouts to all your lovely listeners on Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Yes, all right. Hello. If you're just tuning in, welcome. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. Happy New Year! Here's C'est Dieu by K.S. Bloom of Cameroon.
Allô, allô. Allô, allô, allô. Un peu d'abord, avant que j'accorde mon scénario. C'est vrai que la vie ne fait pas cadeau. Mais Papa Noël, ouais, son sac à dos. Mais même si problème est dans ma peau, gaga, gaga, ton kin accord. J'ai décidé de quitter le mal, car tout ce que je cherchais, c'est lui qui donne. C'est Dieu qui a commencé, c'est lui qui va faire un miracle dans la zone. C'est Dieu qui a commencé, c'est lui qui ferme la bouche des Wakwatoul. C'est Dieu qui a commencé, c'est lui qui va faire un miracle dans la zone. C'est Dieu qui a commencé, c'est lui qui ferme la bouche des Wakwatoul. Ça fait de moi une œuvre d'art, c'est génial, je sais quoi faire. Ne me demande pas de fermer les yeux sur ce que tu m'as donné comme un ingrat. No my, no my, no. Mote my, mote my. Emma, Emma, no way. Tu es là, tu es là. C'est Dieu qui a commencé. Il a commencé. C'est lui qui va faire un miracle dans ma vie. C'est Dieu qui a commencé. C'est lui qui ferme la bouche de mes ennemis. Dieu. Allô, allô. Dieu. Allez, allez. Dieu. Allô, allô. Allô, Dieu. T'as fait de moi une œuvre d'art. Ne me demandez pas de. T'as fait de moi une œuvre d'art. Ne me demandez pas de. Allô, allô. Allô, allô, allô. Jésus.
All right. Hey, so now it is back to Nairobi with this special tribute to the great late Shala Mwana.
Thank you so much, Heather Maxwell. This is Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa here in Nairobi. Now, one of the big losses for African music in 2022 was the incredible lady from the DRC, Shala Mwana, the queen of Mtuashi music. The death of Shala Mwana on the 10th of December 2022 at the age of 64 closed the chapter on one of the most successful careers in African music. The second of 10 children, Elizabeth Shala Mwana Mwideke, was born in 1958 in the former Belgian Congo. As Kenyan rumba music expert and radio presenter Sinyon Mfumu says, Shala Mwana got her big break when she moved from the region of Kasai to the capital, Kinshasa, and became a dancer for some of the biggest female acts in the country.
Shala Mwana was a great dancer. And when she came to Kinshasa, she went through both Pongo Love and Abeti Masikini. She wanted to shift from just being a dancer to a singer and a vocalist. But the only problem she had was that since she was born in the provinces, she comes from Luba speaking people, she's a Muluba. She had problems singing in Lingala. And also she ended up singing like Pongo Love. Then she started singing in her native language, that is Chiluba, and she introduced Mutwash dance. And when she introduced Mutwash dance, she met a songwriter by the name Suzy Kasea. The Mutwash songs they recorded with Suzy Kasea became famous and popular both in Congo and Sub-Saharan Africa. This made the regional government of Kasai to honor her and gave her the name Mamu National First Lady Shalamwana.
Radio presenter Simeon Fumu telling us how Shalamwana rose to become one of the biggest forces in Congolese, indeed, in African music. What is the legacy of Shalamwana in her home country? Here is the music and communication scholar Ribion Zenza from the University of Kinshasa.
Shalamwana can be considered as very special according to the Congolese social environment, Congolese music scene, for the two main facts. The first is that she was one of the rare female singers on the top on the music scene, where the environment is mainly dominated by male singers. The second thing is that she was singing in Chiluba, one of the four national languages of the DR, but not the language of the Congolese music, which is Lingala. In addition to the Mutwashi, that kind of dance where we shake generously the hips, that dance came from a region of origin, which is Kasai in the central part of the DRC. All those aspects made her very special, and it is a very big loss.
Rivion Zenza from the University of Kinshasa, DRC, on the legacy of Shalamwana, the Queen of Mtwashi. Oh, how she will be missed. What a huge loss for African music in 2022. I'm Bilo Didi for Music Time in Africa here in Nairobi. Now back to Heather Maxwell.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Yes, all right, hello. We have got two more songs left, and both of them rocked 2022. First up, Jennifer by Gucci of Nigeria.
You say you get me, but I don't say you the lie with the look in your eyes. Stop acting funny. Say you know they pick my call, I don't call you 10 times. Yeah, I love you, even when I don't say it alive, no. Yeah, I miss you, even when I don't say it at all, no. So now because of Jennifer, now she did do the daddy that, oh, Jennifer. Oh, I'm looking for that girl called Jennifer. Now she is spoiling your mind like a Lucifer. Hey, 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 Jennifer. She dey put some tan for my girl. Come rain, come sun, I go love you better. But Jennifer, they lie, she just want your money. And she be Karashika, and she go give you fever. If you look into her eyes, you go notice she's a wizard. I see the fire on her. Like if you're killing somebody, oh my God, oh, stop lying. You know I love you, my darling. The way you do an official, though. You're like if you're killing somebody, oh my God.
Jennifer by Gucci. And to wrap up this 2022 year-end edition of Music Time in Africa, we're going to listen to that remix of Black Sheriff's song Second Sermon that Prince Benjamin and I talked about earlier with Nigeria's Burna Boy.
Tickets in the top and perplexity talking, I swear to God. Transaction in them, you can't pay a stage. I'm a tear block, no so tear. Pulling up on the wall. Then I kill a boy, spare 12. The friend is there, our front. If you don't need one, I see what I found. Auntie Marie, him said, this be the life I live for here. Things I see with my eyes, I make a shame. I pray one night, she go stress. So I keep it down to myself. But be an answer, mommy gangster, yeah. Me, I'm a choice, I am firm. She name me, baby, I'm aware. Silence for a minute, rest in peace to Sister Maria May. Yami Maya Lintana, you best see I was soon what I wanted. Then I go tell you my story. Said I make a tree, I won't end. No, me not see a toe, man, it's banking. For village, now so we dropping. It's a main time for so guide. Meaning power, heaven, see I can be mommy, oh. Cause I really lose my way. And you say, now you tell me, oh. So my name is Maybe I'm not so my pa. Maybe I'm not so my pa. See more for me, sir.
Everybody knows it's my mantle. I pull up in a vandal. Hopping out the shit like I'm Rambo. Ski mask with a camo. Now I'm on the move like a camo. I get love for the jungle and the zungu. I stop for the lad, they hate on me, but alhamdulillah, I'm good. From a young buck up in a back road chief with the Bruku to Bruku too. This is what I do. Don't get it confused. Yes, I be gorilla, but you cannot lock me in the zoo. This we can come. And quick offering pump. My money is long, so my friends they carry come. And no get, no license. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What I say?
Now quick offering body, I send my boat. Killer money, I send my boat. Yeah, quick offering body, I send my boat. Yeah, killer black body, I send my boat. Yeah, quick offering body, I send my boat.
All right, and with Second Sermon, the remix by Blacko and Burna Boy, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me, and a very special thanks to Bill Odidi and his guests, to Prince Benjamin from Accra, and to all of our well-wishers for a great 2023. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voanews.com. Until next time, stay beautiful, stay safe, and I hope you'll join me again next week in 2023.